America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I greet you on this Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I hope you'll take at least one time a week and pray for revival. I believe we can have revival. I believe we can see God's people stirred and God's people moved. We bring you messages on this broadcast that are designed about stirring the Christian for revival and stirring us toward getting stirring up for God's work and God's business in this day and hour. We're living in a dangerous day, a dark day, a demonic day, a discouraging day, unless you stay with God. But if you stay with God, God will overcome all of that. Father, will you help us today? Use us for your glory. Bless the message. If there's one listening not saved, I pray they'll be saved today in Jesus' name. Amen. We're listening to a message I preached about 2 years ago, R457-2, and it's talking about what is revival, and it's using the word live. Let's go back to the message at this time. Your poison will kill the church. Your worldliness bringing the world in. Why do we have to do things after the world? We have a book right here that tells us how to do stuff, and we ought to have understanding. Understand what evil and sin will do to your families. It'll do to your homes. It'll do to your churches. It'll do to your community. We ought to understand and have a spirit of, we ought to fear God. He said, Sardis, you're dead. You know why? There's no understanding in that church. Then we talk about the spirit of cancel. Now, boy, a lot of preachers are big on canceling. I'm not mad at you. Cancel all you want to. But I'm gonna say something. Now, I'm going to sound hateful today, and I really don't want to be. I'm trying not to be. I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be ugly. But I want to say this. There are some of you that you just run to the pastor's office all the time. And if I were the pastor, I'd cut you off. And I'd stop that fool stuff of having to spend it. I am not. If I pastor the church, I'm not spending 3 hours a week with a church member that really don't want to get right with God. All they want to do is debate the Bible and justify their sins. Listen, the spirit of cancel comes from the Holy Ghost. And the spirit of cancel, now, radio folk can't see this, but the camera can see this. You know what this is right here? It's called a Bible. It's called the King James Bible. It's called the 66 books of the Bible. And if you will meditate in there, you'll get a lot of counsel that you don't have to run to the preacher for. I'll give you an illustration. I don't have to run to the preacher and say, "Preacher, I'm getting a job. You think it'll be okay for me to work on Wednesday nights and miss church?" I don't have to go to the preacher and ask him that. That answer's in the Bible. Yeah, you don't have to go to the preacher and say, "Preacher, do I pay my bills or my tithes?" That answer's in the Bible. I don't have to go to the preacher for that. You say, "Preacher, I just hate this brother over here. What do you think about that?" I don't have to go to the preacher for that. I need to go to God. I'm just simply telling you our churches are dead today because we have no counsel of the Holy Ghost. You know, everything can be. You know what Joshua did? They went out there and they marched around Jericho, and those walls fell flat. And boy, they was a flying high, and they said, "Well, we won't have to take all these people up there to Ai. Just take a few of them." Boy, they got up there and they started battling Ai, and people started dying. And the Bible said that Joshua rent his clothes and fell on his face to God. You know what happened? Joshua's first real test. And Joshua was leader of Israel, and Joshua faced something he couldn't handle. And Joshua cried to God. When our churches get without a pastor, I wonder how much crying to God we do. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.